President of the Security Council, Your Excellency Ambassador Mansour Al-Otaibi, Permanent Representative of Kuwait, Your Excellency Mr. Mahmoud Abbas, President of the State of Palestine, welcome to you and your delegation, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. I have just returned from a visit to Kuwait. Kuwait generously hosted the conference on the reconstruction of Iraq and helped mobilize critical resources. The international community showed its gratitude to the Iraqi people for their courageous victory over Daesh. The support is a vote of confidence in the government and people of Iraq, and Kuwait, Mr. President, has played a very important leadership role in this very successful meeting. But unfortunately, positive developments in Iraq are an exception in the region. This context underscores the need for a political solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which has lasted for far too long. I am here to reiterate my full personal commitment and the commitment of the United Nations to supporting the parties in their efforts to achieve a two-state solution. A solution of two democratic states, Israel and Palestine, living side by side in peace with secure and recognized borders. A solution that addresses all final state issues on status issues on the basis of relevant United Nations resolutions, international law, and mutual agreements. There is no plan B. Yet we must face today's sad reality. After decades of support, the global consensus for a two-state solution could be eroding, and obstacles on the ground have the potential to create an irreversible one-state reality. And it is simply impossible to square the circle of a one-state reality with the legitimate national, historic, and democratic aspirations of both Israelis and Palestinians. At the same time, conditions for Palestinians in Gaza, which has been under the control of Hamas for a decade, are dire. Shortfalls in UNRWA funding are a matter of also international concern. The human security, rights, and dignity of millions of Palestinian refugees are at stake. So too is the stability of the region. I appeal to the international community to step up its generous support. Excellencies, this is a time for dialogue, for reconciliation, and for reason. At this moment of great consequence, I appeal for effective, concerted action by all parties. It is more important than ever. And Mr. President, allow me to ask you to give the floor to the Special Coordinator of the Middle East Peace Process, Mr. Nikolai Mladenov, to deliver his monthly briefing to the Security Council on the situation in the Middle East. Thank you.